Hi. This week, the question on Bible Talk is, when a Christian sins, what must he do to become saved again? Must he be born again, as when he first became a Christian? First, the Bible does speak about being born again. In John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." According to this, there is one birth, but it's comprised of two parts, water and spirit. Without these two elements, one cannot enter into God's kingdom and be saved. Let's ask this question then, what is the water a reference to? And remember that without this water, one cannot enter into the kingdom of God. No one can be born again without water being involved. The Bible explains exactly what this water is. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." In Acts 22, verse 16, the Bible says, "Now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." In Acts chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. These passages plainly teach that baptism in water for the remission of sins is mandatory and essential for someone who wants to be born again. If a person has not been baptized correctly, he is not a Christian, no matter how devout he may seem. Jesus said, "No one can enter God's kingdom without being born again of water," and that means baptism. But the next question we should ask is this: what did Jesus mean by being born of the Spirit? This refers to the Holy Spirit. And to be born of the Holy Spirit, one must accept the inspired written word of the Holy Spirit and allow those words to govern and dictate his life from this point forward. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever." In other words, the new birth consists of being baptized in water and accepting the Holy Spirit's inspired word as a guide in all actions of life. This fits exactly with what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. "Go therefore," he said, "and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. So one is born again when he is baptized in water for the right reason, and he begins to observe all the commands of Jesus which the Holy Spirit revealed in the Holy Word. Now suppose a Christian sins again after he gets saved. Does he have to be re-baptized? Does he have to become born again? And again and again. Well, the answer is no. Just as we are born only one time into our physical family, we are born again into God's spiritual family only once. In Ephesians 4, verse 5, the Bible says, "There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism." And so we can be baptized and born again only once. However, just as one can leave his physical family, one can also leave God's spiritual family, Galatians 5, verse 4. Just as one can be disinherited by his physical father, one can be disinherited by the Heavenly Father, Matthew 5, verse 13. If a Christian sins like the prodigal son of Luke 15, he must decide to come back to God. When the prodigal son returned, he had to take several steps. First, he had to repent. This means he had to change his mind about his lifestyle, about how he had treated his father. And second, he had to make a confession to his father and ask for forgiveness. In Luke 15, verses 18 and 19, this young man said, "I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" When the son did these two things, the father was only too glad to accept the lost son back. These are the steps which a Christian must take when he sins. Like the prodigal son, the Christian has already been born into the right family, but this Christian has left it all behind. And now the erring Christian needs to repent, change his mind about what he has done, and come back confessing his faults and asking forgiveness from God. In 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, the Bible says, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Please notice that this was written not to alien sinners, but to Christians. Alien sinners cannot be cleansed by merely praying. They must be born again. But when a Christian sins, that person must repent and confess his sins in order to be forgiven and accepted back by God. In Proverbs 28, verse 13, the Bible says, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." In James 5 and verse 16, the Bible says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.